This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Animal shelters across North Texas are overwhelmed with an influx of cats and dogs. It's a chronic summertime problem, but it could be even worse if it weren't for the scores of volunteers who roam the streets looking to help stray animals. Here's the story of one woman who provides some comfort on these hot days. Marina Tereshavska is driving to one of the poorest neighborhoods in Dallas, Arizona Street in East Oak Cliff. She calls it Hell Street.
The neighborhood is pretty much overtaken by animals, by stray dogs and cats.
There are goats and roosters, too. On this morning, a dozen dogs are roaming around this neighborhood. They're sauntering past rundown homes with dirty bedsheets hanging in windows. Tereshavska visits Oak Cliff in South Dallas almost every day with leashes, food, and water in her trunk. She's part educator, pet detective, dog catcher, and nurse.
I just try to give them a happy days, happy times, because it might be like the only love and care that they've ever received in their lives.
She snaps pictures and videos of cats and dogs and posts them on Facebook, hoping others will take them in. She encourages residents to spay and neuter their pets, and she scoops up strays. On Arizona Street, Tereshavska spots a stray male and female hanging out near a fence and pulls over.
It's like hard to get them, you know.
They've been terrorizing the street. They've killed chickens. A pile of fresh feathers covers the road. They've mauled two kittens. Tereshavska has found someone who will foster the male dog, a collie chow mix. Now she just needs to catch him. He sees her, and he slips underneath the truck. She approaches the homeowner for permission.
Can I get the dad? Because he's under the car. Un chic. Gracias.
She grabs a leash and corners the dog. But the dog slips away and leaps over a fence.
He took off. He just jumps over.
Tereshavska didn't get the dog this time, but she has the support of folks on Arizona Street, including Ray Wilson.
I like the way she handled her business. She got a heart, and she got dedication, and she got pride.
Tereshavska, who's from the Ukraine, moved to North Texas last year. She visited a park in South Dallas and saw four stray dogs and two dead ones. She was horrified. She figured there were more dogs around town. So when she isn't working her part-time marketing job, she's driving around. The work can be dangerous. A woman tried to run her over.
The woman did not even press her brakes once. She did not even slow down.
She spends more time with the dogs and cats than her boyfriend.
And you just nurse that dog back to health, and the dog starts trusting people again. Basically, you're restoring the dog's faith in humanity. This is like the best feeling, the most rewarding feeling ever.
Across North Texas, hundreds of volunteers like Tereshavska are helping animals, says James Bias. He's the president of the SPCA of Texas.
The municipal shelters can't be everywhere. People who volunteer every day, they're doing what they can to be kind of the lifeblood for animal protection in the community.
Bias encourages volunteers to follow local laws. A Dallas City ordinance, for example, requires residents to make a reasonable effort to locate animal owners. But if you can't track down the owner, you can keep the animal or find it a new home. Many volunteers avoid dropping off dogs and cats at city shelters because most of them are euthanized.
In North Texas, on an average year, 150 to 200,000 dogs and cats are put to sleep in community shelters in an 8-county area.
Back in Oak Cliff, Tereshavska continues her hunt.
Hello, guys.
She comes across three more hungry dogs, including two chihuahuas. She cracks open a can of wet dog food and pours it into a bowl. She grabs one of the dogs and picks off fleas and ticks.
Oh my God, so many of them. Oh baby, I'm sorry.
In this part of town, stray dogs and cats can't count on much, but they can count on a meal and a smile from volunteers like Tereshavska. She's looking out for them. Eric Austin, KERA News.